guests is our returning champion, John Goss, originally from San Francisco, California. Stand by to see John play for a Nissan 300ZX, valued at $23,794. Tonight, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Nissan 300ZX valued at $23,794 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you. Good evening. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Well, if you've been with us for the last few evenings, you know this fine champion has gone up the ladder, passing on beautiful items, trying for bigger and better things. He passed up a Mediterranean cruise on our last show. Today, he could win himself a beautiful luxury car. Let's welcome him back. This is John Goss. Hello, John.
Hi.
When you passed on that cruise, putting the rest of your money in the bank, you've got $480 in the bank right now. So a win tonight with just $50. That's all you need, and you could walk away with that beautiful car worth over $23,000. And, of course, then we start talking about everything we've got up there in cash jackpot as well. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You're up in the stratosphere there, John. I can only say good luck.
Okay, thanks.
Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew.
It's tough to pass on things like a cruise, but the car is lovely.
I'm going to go on that one.
Who do you have for us?
Our first contestant designs and builds stained glass windows from Reseda, California. Help us welcome Sandra Cervantes.
Hello, Sandra.
Our second contestant is committed to keeping the world a safe place to live from Pomona, California. Let's greet Van Mosley.
Hi, Van. We'll see you later with some bargains, Summer. Van, what does that mean, committed to keeping the world a safe place to live?
Well, Jim, I'm a deputy sheriff for Los Angeles County. And I really enjoy the idea of every day going out and helping to keep the world a little bit safer for
I think that's nice. You do good work. Nice to have you here with
Thank
us, Van. Absolutely. Tough job. I'm sure you do it very well. Sandra, I'm sure you build nice stained glass windows as well. How did you come to do that?
Well, I wanted some beautiful windows for my own home, and I decided I could learn the craft and make them for myself.
Oh, so now you're making them for other people, too?
Oh, yes, they like my work. And
I would imagine they do. Good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
$20 sets all three players off. Let's get into a very important match, starting with this question. Name the fictional physician created by Hugh Lofting. John?
Dr. Doolittle.
That's the man. Talking to the animals, $5 for the correct answer. John goes to 25. Compact, or mid-size, or sedan? Van?
Automobiles.
Oh. Which is a container in which a woman carries her cosmetics? It's a compact, that's all. Oh, that quick. Gotta watch that quick buzzer there, Van. A little tricky question there. Trying to put a little humor in, and Van didn't find that funny at all. I mean, he loses $5. On January 1st, 1863, Abraham Lincoln issued an historic document. John.
The Gettysburg Address.
On them. No, which freed the slaves in the South. Or back to compact midsize. Well, yeah, John, you lose $5 there. Emancipation Proclamation, of course. John goes back down to 20. Kind of watch it there. Wait till I get to the meat of the question. Name the biblical town in which Jesus Christ was born. Van.
Bethlehem.
That time you waited. Okay, you're back to 20 as well. Bethlehem is right, yes. In the old story, what job was the Pied Piper hired to do, John?
To get the rats out of Hamelin.
That's what he did. And John goes into the lead by 5 at 25. Yes. And being in the lead can be very important because the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. And remember now, John, you've got the lead. A sale surprise with a bonus could come up as any time as well. You've got a $5 lead. You're closing in on some big things, but along the way, you might want to buy something like this.
John, listen up to this great radio, a high-tech system that offers the versatility of the larger systems without the clutter, with a digital frequency readout from the price of his toys. This magnificent radio system is normally priced at $430, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
Well, it's very nice. That's very nice. I'll let you be in a tie. I won't sell it to you for $6. You can have that radio for the value of one question. $5, we'd have a three-way tie. You'd have yourself a radio. Going once, going twice, and no sale. No, John closing in on that car, doesn't want to buy. Back with us. Who is the American playwright who created The Odd Couple? John?
Neil Simon.
Neil Simon is right. He just beats Van at the buzzer. John goes up to a $10 lead. The name of this university is French for Our Lady. And John?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Notre Dame. You got it for another $5. Good job on that. And John with a $15 lead. What is the title of the play by Shakespeare in which Petruchio woos, weds, and tames Catherine? Sandra.
The Taming of the Shrew.
You got it. That was the key word, tame there. And Sandra now in the second place at 25. Yes. It is time now for the Fame Game, where we play for a pick of the Fame Game board. Money, money cards, prizes up there. Buzz in when you know the identity of a famous thing. Famous thing. I am a game played with a deck of 52 cards. I can be played by as few as two players. There are two general classifications of me. In a five-card version, players bet after they see their hidden hands. John?
Pinochle.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value stay at 35. For Van and Sandra, I will clear the board and continue. In a seven-card version, two cards are dealt. Sandra?
Poker.
Poker, that's what it is. Yeah. Face down and one up. And Sandra goes up to the board for a pick of that Fame Game board.
Number six, please.
And behind number six, we have Mystery Money. Your pick again.
Well, Sandra, now this is your first crack at getting something. We don't know how much is there. You could put some money in your pocket, or you can pass on that. I know there is a $10 money card up there someplace. You could tie John with it, but you could have some cold cash right now.
I think I'll take the mystery money.
All right, it's your first crack at getting something. The audience thinks maybe you made a good decision. Well, whether you win or lose in the game, Sandra, you are going to go home with $800 in cold cash. Sandra's got $800. We've got a good game. Don't go away. John Goss needs a win and $50 for that beautiful car. Right now, he's got 35 of those dollars. He needs just 15 more dollars. Of course, he must win. $10 lead. Back with this. In cooking, how many teaspoons equal one, John?
Three.
One tablespoon, I was going to say, and three is what you should say. You are right. Up to 40. In one of the Beatles' biggest hits, who was supposed to take a sad song and make it better? Van?
Hey, Jude.
Hey, Jude. Jude did it. Van up to 25, ties Sandra for second place. After surgery, hospital patients often spend some time in the ICU. John?
Intensive care unit.
That's exactly what it is. And John, now with a $20 lead again. Yes. Name the air-filled cavities in the bones of your skull. Van?
Sinuses.
That often give you problems when you have a cold. This time you anticipated, right? Van? Sinuses it is. Van up to the $30 mark. But again, an instant bargain. John, you didn't want to buy with a $5 lead. Right now, you have yourself a $15 lead. Can we interest you in this?
John, you'll look and feel your best thanks to the Vitamaster Pro 1000 electronic fitness system. It measures pulse rate, workload, distance, speed, time, and counts calories, too. All with the push of one button. Furnished by Vitamaster. This fitness helper is normally priced at $650, and today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $12.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? $12 it would cost you. You would still have the lead if you bought it, but your lead would be cut to $3. Now, you're closing in on some big things. I don't want to make it too easy for you, John. Before you hit that buzzer for $12, which I know you were going to do without any help, let me just quickly throw in $500 in cash.
I bought all that chocolate the last time.
I know. Now you've got an $1,150 bargain for $12, and you would still have a $3 lead going once, going twice, and no sale. Didn't want to get that lead cut to $3. Back with this. What subject are you studying if you're working toward your LLB? John?
Doctor of Divinity? No.
No. LLB? That is a law degree. Law degree. And John does take a backward step as he loses five for the incorrect answer. His lead cut to $10. Matthew Brady was one of the pioneers. John?
He was a photographer.
That's right, in photography. Yes, during the Civil War, as a matter of fact. John gets that $5 right back. Which gigantic U.S. landmark was sculpted by Goodson Man?
Mount Rushmore.
I'm glad you said that so I didn't have to say Goodson Borglum. Yes, you were right. That is Mount Rushmore. Man up to 35. Animals in human situations are the stars of this Gary Larson cartoon called The Far... Sandra?
Side.
Far Side. That's what it is. Yeah, one of my favorites. Sandra up to $30. During what revolution did the rebels demand liberty, equality, John?
The French Revolution.
And fraternity, French Revolution it is. John hits the $50 mark. That's the number that he needs for that car, but of course he's got to win.
Let's stop.
Very interesting. The French Revolution started, of course, with the storming of the Bastille. And you would think historically that a lot of people were freed from the Bastille. No, when they stormed the Bastille, there were seven prisoners in there. Two of them were madmen, four of them were forgers, and one was put in by his family. That's how they started the French Revolution. We'll be...
Right now, our champion John Goss has the money that he needs for that beautiful automobile, but he must win, and he's been pushed by Van and Sandra. It is Van at 35, Sandra at 30, John in the lead at 50. $15 money card added up there on the board as we go back to the fame game looking for a famous person. I was born in 1879. As a child, I got a beating that resulted in my large nose. I became a stuntman, comedian, and juggler, and appeared in... Sandra!
W.C. Fields?
Yeah, I would have known it with that juggler. You are right, W.C. Fields it is. Right. Big pick of the board for you, Sandra. Find the $15 money card. You'll tie John for the lead.
Number four.
And behind number four, we have dinnerware and cookware. Nucor's matching service for eight. Dinnerware, flatware, glassware, and cookware, all dishwasher safe. You can coordinate your table with their matching placemats, napkin rings, furnished by Nucor.
Very nice. Almost $400 worth. That is yours to keep again. No matter how you finish in the game, you picked some nice things up there, and John is thrilled you didn't find any money cards up there.
Delighted is the word.
Back with this. In 1517, he walked up to the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg and posted... Sandra?
Martin Luther.
His 95 theses. Martin Luther is exactly who it is on a good question. Sandra goes up with another five. According to the classic Elvis Presley song, what's down the end of Lonely Street? Van?
Heartbreak Hotel.
That's what it is, Heartbreak Hotel. And Van pulls to within $10 of John. From the Greek word for meter, this instrument emits audible, repetitive clicks. John?
Metronome.
They mark rhythm as in music. Metronome is exactly what it is. Nicely solved. John has another five. He goes to 15. Well, John, you've got a $15 lead again. Would you like this?
John, you'll be up, up and away on this thrilling hot air ballooning trip. We'll fly you and a friend up north to while away 3 days in the Napa Valley wine country, where you'll go aloft in a colorful hot air balloon for a bird's eye view of the vineyards from Wine Adventures. This fabulous trip is normally priced at $1,756, and today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $16.
That's a lovely trip.
Always wanted to do this.
$1,756. That's how much the trip would be if you went out on the market and got it. But here would be 60. Tell you what I'm going to do, John. You're closing in on some good things. I'm going to do two things. I don't usually do two. First of all, I will cut a dollar off the price. That would put you in a tie with Van. Instead of $16, you can have it for $15. And second, if you wanted to be a real rich big spender and go up there in the balloon and throw money to people, I will throw money to you. Sure, he would do that.
Oh.
Do you doubt him? He could throw down $1,000 in cash. But you would be in a tie with Van. You would be $10 away from the car as well. Going once. Going twice. No sale. Not
car.
Gonna take the chance. We'll be right back. Our champion wanted to hang on to that lead. It is John Goss at 55, Van at 40, Sandra at 35. Back with us for five. What ancient civilization worshipped a goddess of fertility called Isis? Sandra.
The Egyptians.
The Egyptians is right, as Sandra beats the gentleman with the buzzer and ties Van to second place. In which state will you find the city of little men, John?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Would you have had an idea if I had said called Boys Town? That's Nebraska. That's the state. And the champion takes a backward step. His lead is cut to $10. This 1935 Oscar-winning film starred Charles Laughton as Captain William Bligh. Van.
Mutiny on the Bounty.
That's the film. Mutiny on the Bounty it is. Van pulls it within $5 of the champion. Big $25 money card added up there on the board in a very close, important match. A famous city. Famous city. I am a large European city. In 1470, the Hohenzollerns made me their official home. I prospered under the great elector, Frederick William. I was occupied by Napoleon from 1806. John, take it a chance.
Vienna.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. Stay at 50. You're playing for a pick of the board, not for dollars. But now, Van and Sandra, big break as we clear the board. I'll continue. Napoleon occupied from 1806 to 1809. In 1871, I became the seat of the German Empire. During World War II, I was the headquarters of the Third Reich. Van.
Berlin.
Berlin is right. Yes. As when John heard German, he went, oh, it had to be Berlin. Well, Van, you trailed by five, but money cards are up there.
Number two.
And behind number two, we have a wood stove. Lo-fi wood burning system helps you beat the high cost of home heating. With decorative brass or nickel arch doors and etched glass, furnished by Lo-fi wood stove.
Very nice. Very lovely price. $950 worth of wood stove, as a matter of fact. And for a while there, John felt like that wood stove was right under his seat there. But Van did not find the money cards. Where were those big money cards?
Oh, so close. Behind the number three, seven, and five.
Right up the middle was that big $25 money card that Van was looking for. Well, now, John, you are back in. We finish up the game with the speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. John, of course, must win. If he wins with more than $50, he's got himself a beautiful automobile if he wants to walk away with it. Van and Sandra trying to stop him. Van at 45. Sandra at 40. Good luck to three good players. We start the speed round. Now, name the South American country whose capital is Buenos Aires. John.
Argentina.
Right. In which book of the Bible will you find the story of Noah and the Ark? John.
Genesis.
Right. In music, what do the letters C and W stand for? Ben.
Time.
Time. Yeah. Who had the slogan, float like a butterfly? Sting. John.
Muhammad Ali.
Right. What kind of creature is a sturgeon? John.
A fish.
Right. Name the wild and crazy comedian who stars, John.
Steve Martin.
Yes. Rubella is more commonly known, John.
German measles.
Right. What zodiac sign is represented by the twins? John.
Gemini.
Right. When the Caribbean president named Batista was overthrown in 1959. John.
Fidel Castro in Cuba.
Right. In World War II, what American general promised I shall return? John.
Douglas MacArthur.
Right. What actor directed himself in the 1971 film Play Misty for Me? John.
Clint Eastwood.
Right. Which of our presidents made the Louisiana Purchase? John.
Thomas Jefferson.
Right. What gas is the lightest of time? John, a big win with a great speed round. My goodness. Congratulations. Back with the champion in just a moment. Wow. Didn't get a chance to finish it, though. He answered correctly. The wild and crazy comedian who stars in All of Me is indeed Steve Martin. And C and W stand for Van. When to get back to it. He said time. I wish he had said country and western for C and W. Well, Van and Sandra, we've got to say goodbye, but neither of you going home empty-handed. Van, you've got yourself that wood stove. And with the cash in front of you, you are just a couple of dollars short of $1,000. Thank you. And Sandra, with a couple of picks up there on the Fame Game, you've got dinnerware, cookware, and with the cash in front of you are over $1,200 for one day. Thank you as well. But it is our champion, John Goss, who is going shopping. Come on, John. Up here with me. You did it. A great speed run. It was so close all along, and then suddenly you pulled away in the speed round. You are up now, adding that money, a good total it was, you are up now to $585. Ooh. So, John, very easily, you can walk away with this by saying yes.
Celebrate the open road with the fabulous Nissan 300ZX. This sleek turbo sports car features an automatic transmission, luxurious leather interior, and AM/FM stereo. Furnished by Peter West Motors. This superb automobile, normally priced at $23,794, yours on sale of the century for only $530.
And you've got $585, so you easily have enough money. Say yes, you can walk away with that. Now, we have changed all of our sales merchandise, as we do every few shows. You've seen everything. You know that if you decided to put your money in the bank and not take the car, you could come back and try for everything on the stage, which includes a travel trailer. There is a computer and desk, beautiful lady's diamond ring, dining room furniture, and this I want you to take a very good look at. How about this if you bought everything?
Life's a carnival, a fabulous Rio. We'll fly two of you from Los Angeles to South America for a 26-day adventure that will include the Carnival City of Rio, the Lake Districts of Argentina and Chile, the Indian markets of Bolivia, and the mighty Amazon in Peru. This breathtaking trip, normally priced at $12,170. Yours on sale of the century for only $445.
Oh, John is getting intrigued as he sees that. Let me intrigue you further. After all the prizes, we can start talking about this.
The cash jackpot at $70,000.
That is the next step beyond. John, at this point, you can take your $585, buy that car, and leave us. Or take the risk that you could win again. You'd need $640. You are within another $55 of everything we've got on the stage. $59,933 worth of things. Ooh. Think about it. The car or another risk. We'll get your decision after this. John Goss, you give me your $585, I'll give you that car. Or take the risk that you could win again and get everything on the stage, including that car. What's it going to be?
I love the car. I love summer, but I want to go to Brazil. I want to come back.
You like that trip. He's going to come back and try for everything. We'll add another $1,000 in the cash jackpot. $71,000 in the cash jackpot. John tries for everything on the stage. Okay, 6-5. What sale of the century?
Bye-bye.
All prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.